Before a tropical storm can earn a name, it needs to do two things: display a rotating circulation pattern and reach a peak wind speed of at least 39 miles an hour. This year, the first storm to achieve that gets a female name.
Andrea would be the first name.
But wait a minute. Andrea is just one letter away from
Andrew.
This is Andrew.
Hurricane Andrew.
If a hurricane is so deadly or destructive that the reuse of its name for a future storm would be insensitive, the name is permanently retired. That's what happened to 1992's Andrew. But National Hurricane Center Director Richard Knabb says that that rule doesn't apply to sound-alike names.
We do tend to keep it to the shorter, easier-to-pronounce names. Some of them sound somewhat similar to past names, but we will clearly articulate that this is a new system that doesn't have the DNA of a past event in there.
In the event that there are more than 21 named tropical cyclones in one season, any additional storms will take names from the Greek alphabet: alpha, beta, gamma, and so on. The last time that happened was in 2005, when the most active storm season on record used up all of the listed hurricane names, right down to Wilma. I'm Christine DiMattei.